Tov, everyone. We are finishing off Bezrat Hashem today, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. We are up to Simen Tov Reish Chav Dal. We're over here in the middle of Siv Dal. We're talking about Nir Shel Shavas. Nir Shel Shavas, in order to make Avdala, you need a candle that has rested. And therefore, we learned yesterday that you can't strike a match and use that match now for your Avdala on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. We had a machlokas legabi if it's Motzei Shabbos also. But generally, let's just talk about Motzei Yom HaKippurim now. You can't strike a match. You can't rub two rocks together. Any new flame that's going to be us. However, brings down the Mechaber Yeshomrim. It says, V'Yeshomrim Shemavarchim Alav Me'omad Rishon Ve'elach. Some say that that's only going to be from the Amad Rishon, meaning the first time you strike that match, that fire is going to be us. But now if you light something from that existing flame, this opinion would hold that this is going to be mutter. Okay? That's what that opinion is saying, that if you can't do it, which is going to make it a lot easier to find something that you could light in. I just have need to have a candle to light the matches from, and then it's going to be great. The problem is over here, as you see over here, it's a stamini shomrim. The first day does not hold like this. This is a stam and yeshomrim, and generally hold like the stam dea, and that's what the Bar Halacha seems to side like over here in the Ramasal of Yeshomrim. It says, Hinei asher itilei ziachronim shakatu shemakama dechak yesh li smoch al dea zu. Ulevarech motzi yom ha-kippurim al nershi diko mina or shal avanim. Even though some achronim say, b'shasa dechak, you can rely on this opinion and make the bracha from such a light. The Rak Ba'amud Rishon Aser, Lo Itaktiza, I didn't bring it down to the Mishnah Brod, Damagin Avram Kata Dinza, Shal Siv Hei, So Sers that, we'll see later on that it seems that we don't pass it like this. The Shamuchach Ladi, the Nir Hashem Yishudak, Nir Shal Shavas, Ein Levarich Alav. Sounds like even Bidi Yevid, we will not make a bracha on such a candle. Ve'etiko Agraz Gankin Ha'achmer, V'chein Kata V'agrod, Din Siv Hei, So Tali Shem Aser Zeh, V'chulei V'chulei, the Bar Halacha clearly is siding with the Stam opinion, even B'shas Tachak, not to rely on the opinion over here of the Nir Shel Shavas that was, for the candle that was lit. Motzei Yom Kippur, and then light a candle from that. That we are not going to allow, and therefore, Lemaisa, okay, you need a candle. Generally, what we want to have is a candle that was lit before Yom Kippurim. A lit that just sits there Yom Kippurim, it's in the Shavas, it's not used, and then you go ahead and then you light it from that on Motzei Yom HaKippur. Now we're going to get into more details over here, important things over here. Let's move on to Siv Hei. Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Ovdei Kochavim. What about a Goy? A Goy lights a candle. So that's Nir Shel Shavas because they're allowed to light candles. What could you light from a Goy's candle? Nir Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Ovdei Kochavim. Ein Mevarchan Alav Motzei Yom HaKippur. We do not make a bracha on that either the Motzei Yom HaKippurim. This is what we see over here. This is a candle that was lit and you're lighting from that candle. We see over here once again, the Mechaber is not a passing like the Yeshorim. This is the Raya. Afal, Pishim, Motzei Shabbos, Mevarchalav, Motzei Shabbos, you have no problem lighting, making Havdalah from such a candle. Shein Mevarchim, Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Ela, Or Sheshavas. Mibo'od Yom. You need a candle that rested. Mibo'od Yom. Mamish. Ohal or Shuhud Lagimeno. Or, he says, you could light a candle from a Nir Shel Shavas. If you had a candle that was Shavas, and now you light from that, that is also going to be good. But any new light, you cannot make the bracha. V'cheinog, lahad likba shoshiyo shobes kenes, and therefore they light from the lanterns of the shul that we'll get to in 1 second in the Ramah. Miu, afilu imhudlak biyom ha-kippurim, imhudlak beheter. However, one milksim in a klal over here is, if you have a candle that was lit on Yom Kippurim that was lit beheter, kigon, what's again, kigon lechola, yichon levarich alav, the doctor needs to go check out the chola, and therefore you had to light a candle so the doctor could check him out, that's considered Nir Shel Shavas since it was lit beheter. It was lit beheter on Yom Kippurim, then it's going to be mutter to use such a candle. Okay, so it's not so lemaisa, but that would be a yotzim in a klal. Now we get to a bunch of dinim in the Ramah. Some are connected to this din, and then we'll move on to other dinim also. Yeshom, lahavdel Nir Shel Beis HaKnesses. Some say the neros that you use in the Beis HaKnesses, that's Nir Shel. Obviously, you light them before, and they would have these long candelabras, and they would use that. They would light from there, use those neros itself that they used in the Beis HaKnesses for this Nir Shel Shavas. However, Yeshomrim, She'ein La'avdil of Dafka, don't use the candles of the Beit Knesset, brings on the Roma. Why? Ela Madliki Ner Acher Mimeni, you light a candle from that. Okay? What's going on over here? L'chor it's a Nir Shel Shavas. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sikon Yudal, Nir Shel Shal Beit Knesset, Rosal Omar, Shulak Mibo, Yom Agenel is lit writ before Yom Kippur, Yudlok Behetter, Vavilik Shavas Mamish, and therefore it's a Nir Shel Shavas, because it was lit Behetter before Yom Kippurim. And it sat there all Yom Kippur. Then it says the opinion, why not? What's wrong with it? Shein la'abdillah. Delo nasarak l'kavod ayom v'lo la'ir. Since these candles are there for kavod ayom, and they're not, he's not talking about the candles over there to bring light. It was there for kavod itself. Okay, more b'sim reisai d'eshim mevarchan al zeh. Okay? However, the day Rishona, well, it's mutter to use the candles to make it a sphere of the Nasa Lahair. It is made Lahair, it is to bring light also. And this is preferable to use the candles of the Beit Knesset than to light a candle from it. Why? Lighting from a candle that was Shavas is like a suffix if it's considered near Shavas. So each one of these has its own benefit. One is the candle of the Beit Knesset. The benefit is it's mamish, exactly what we're looking for. It's a near Shul Shabbos. It was lit before Yom Kippurim. It lasted all Yom Kippurim. On the other side, there's a side to say, at least back in the day, that the candles over there, or even for sure nowadays, we don't like candles, not there for Lahayr. Okay? It's maybe there for coming to the Beit Knesset, and therefore, that's the side to say that's not something that you would make Borei Muriyashin. It's only made for a kavod and not for light. Okay? And on the other side, so lighting a candle from it, that's good. It's definitely made for light now. You're using it for Abdullah. But on the other side, it's quasi near Shul Shabbos. You're lighting it from a candle as near Shul Shabbos. It's not exactly near Shul Shabbos. And therefore, each side has a benefit to it. And they're just trying the Ramah. Therefore, the Ramah says over here, V'anachon l'havdil al-shnei miyachad. So use both of them. Okay, you can do both, and then you get both sides of the good side. Okay, you light a candle, and then you use both of them. You light a candle from the Ner Beit Knesset, and you use both of them for Avdala. But don't do it only the Ner Shel Beit Knesset. Okay, Shardin and Ner, I know, Simon Reish Sadiches. Now we get into a couple of other dinim of Motzi Yom Kippurim. Number one is after you sing your Shalom Leba, one thing that's not mentioned here is, depending on whether you go like Shitas Agra or others, you're gonna go and do what, right? Next thing to do is Kiddush Levana. Okay? Kiddush Levana, Motzei Yom Kippurim. Most don't say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos Shuva. Okay? Even though that's right, Motzei Shabbos Shuva, you can already say Kiddush Levana, make your dinner. But those say, since you have Eima Sedin, you don't do it totally besimcha, so you wait till after Yom Kippur. And that's why you'll see many people go out and say Kiddush Levana after Yom Kippur, which is one of the most difficult Kiddush Levanas of the year. Okay, you can go out there. Okay, so you have something in the Torah. You can go like the Gra. The Gra holds Dafka the opposite. The Gra holds Dafka. You should go ahead and say Kiddush Levana on this Motzei Shabbos. Why? You want to get one more mitzvah in before Yom Kippur. But this might be the mitzvah that's going to be Machriya the Din. Better to go ahead and do it beforehand and in Cain, so that then it would not be any din of Kiddush Levana on Motzei Yom Kippurim, depending on which shita you go with. Okay, so then he says like this. V'ochlinu smeichim Motzei Yom Kippurim, davi ktsas yomtif. We don't only just go and break our fast. It's not just breaking your fast. It's a ktsas yomtif Motzei Yom Kippurim because of the kapara that we get. It's like a ktsas yomtif, similar to the din of the Rebbeinu Yonah that we saw earlier on that says we eat an erev, the mitzvah of erev Yom Kippurim to eat is to celebrate the kapara. Now we for sure have a mitzvah, the Medrash says, that come and go eat. It's a ktsas yomtif on Motzei Yom Kippurim. He says the Mishabros, he couldn't have zvot. Kidisa me Medrash, the baskol yotza, the Motzei Yom Kippurim, a baskol comes out on Motzei Yom Kippurim, v'omeres, leich echel besimcha, you should go eat besimcha, because this is showing. This is showing that we believe in the koach of kapara, that we believe we were forgiven for our sins, and therefore we're happy. Okay, so a guy goes to court, he doesn't know what's going to be the din, so he's nervous after the court case. We had our court case, and we're supposed to feel proud, and supposed to feel confident that a kodesh baruch will forgive our sins, therefore we go eat besimcha. Okay, then he brings down a din that I'm not recommending for you guys to fit. The yesh machmirin. Lasot shnei yomim 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 kippur. Then those are a machmir, and they do like any sfeik of the yom. You have 2 days of sukkahs. You have of chagzah. You have 2 days of yantuf of pesach. 2 days of shavuos. 2 days yom kippur and sfeik of the yom. You go ahead and fast both days. You can do a taras nadar. If you did it one time, you can do a taras naim. However, says the Ramah, v'ein linog bi chumrazu. Do not be noag like this chumra. It says in the Yerushalmi that the father of Shmuel Well, used to do this minhag of 2 days and you end up dying because of it. Mishum diyesh lachos shiavoli dey sakana. We're afraid if you fast for 2 days, it's going to come to sakana. However, he says, Mishisan, Tanis Cholom, Machas Yom Kippur. Someone who has fast for having a bad dream, Amotzi Yom Kippur, in Sarachli, Sanos Kol Yomav, he doesn't then have to fast anything. Meaning, if someone fasts the second day of Yom Kippur without making a, saying Bli Nether, you would have to do it the rest of his life. It's like a Nether. But if it's only Tanis Cholom that he would not have to do, do not take on the Chumrah of keeping 2 days of Yom Kippur. Then the Roma adds it. Ein omrim tchinos velo tzikoschov etzichov Yom Kippur mat sukkos. Ad from Yom Kippur ad sukkos is the time that we don't say certain tefillos. We do not say tachnun. And so here in tchinos velo tzikov, we don't say tzikoschov tzadik le'olam in the Shabbos in between, which we do not have this year. There is no Shabbos between Yom Kippur and sukkos this year. Yom Kippur ad sukkos. Okay, there is this discussion whether to say yes lam natzech or not natzech on erev sukkos. L'maisa, we do not say la natzech on erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Ches, Velo Shir HaMailus. Okay, we don't say Shir HaMailus, so that's not talking about benching Shir HaMailus, it's talking about a davening. Avol Lanatzeach Ve'Erech HaPayim Omrim. V'yesh Mekomo Sheb'Erev Sukkos Ein Omrim Lanatzeach. Avol Erech HaPayim Omrim. Those in Erev Sukkos, you don't say Lanatzeach, and that is our minhag of belief. Yes, that's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Netzel brings down. V'yesh Mekomos HaMinhagu Sheein Omrim Lanatzeach Ve'Erech HaPayim Erev Sukkos. We do not say these on Erev Sukkos. And then the last din over here is very interesting because we're not going to get to Hilchos Sukkah, okay, right now, but it's one place, the last din in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and the first din in Hilchos Sukkah is the same din, okay, it's the same din. Very interesting, the Ramah starts with the same, ends Yom Kippur with the din that he starts Sukkahs with. He says, V'amidaktikim, the midaktikim matchilim miyad v'motzi Yom HaKippur, the midaktim right away on Motzi Yom Kippur, v'asiyas the Sukkah, they go and build their Sukkah, or at least start building the sukkah, k'dei latzeis mitzvah el mitzvah, in order to go from one mitzvah of Yom Kippurim straight to the mitzvah of next to the mitzvah of building the sukkah. That's what the medaktingim. Some people will make the room clear the area for the sukkah. Some people will bring up the crushing for the sukkah. Some people will mamish build the sukkah and motzei Yom Kippurim. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Your test matchilim. The Ramah says to start. You'll finish off the sukkah the next day. So that is the din. Everyone's invited to come help with the sukkah if you want. Amotzei Yom Kippurim. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Yom Kippur. Bezrat Hashem. Though by learning the halachas, hopefully we'll connect more to the day and have even a more meaningful Yom Kippurim. Okay, we're in crazy times in Bezrat Hashem. Hashem should listen to all of our tefillos. Great day. Adkan for today.